Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Private Equity Fundamentals Key Concepts. Tools and Case Studies by Stefan Rosset is a practical finance guide that explains how private equity works across the full investment lifecycle. Positioned as an accessible introduction rather than an academic textbook, it focuses on the structures, strategies, and day-to-day mechanics behind private market investing. The scope is broad, touching on major segments of the industry, such as venture capital, growth equity, leveraged buyouts, and secondary transactions. A defining feature is its use of case studies inspired by real transactions, designed to connect core concepts to the kinds of situations investors and analysts face in practice. The book is aimed at readers who want a clear and structured framework, including students preparing for recruiting, finance professionals moving into private markets, and business owners or investors seeking to understand how PE firms evaluate opportunities and create value. Rosset draws on an investment banking background, emphasizing tools and decision-making that translate directly into professional contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, private equity segments and how they differ. A central topic is the internal map of the private equity landscape and the way strategies change depending on company stage and risk profile. The book frames private equity as a set of related approaches rather than a single style, spanning venture capital, growth equity, leveraged buyouts, and secondary transactions. Each segment comes with different sources of return, underwriting priorities, and governance dynamics. Early stage investing often hinges on market sizing, product validation, and team assessment, while growth equity emphasizes scaling economics and disciplined expansion. Leveraged buyouts bring capital structure into the foreground, with debt capacity, cash flow stability, and downside protection playing a larger role. Secondary transactions add another layer by focusing on ownership changes and liquidity in private markets rather than only funding operating companies. By comparing these segments within one coherent framework, the book helps readers avoid overgeneralizing from one deal type to another. That perspective is useful both for interview preparation and for real analysis, because it forces clarity on what is being bought, why the return is expected to materialize, and which risks dominate in each corner of the market. Secondly, fund structures and the private equity lifecycle. The book highlights private equity as a process driven by a defined lifecycle, from raising capital through exiting investments. In understanding that cycle clarifies why PE firms behave the way they do, including how they pace deployments, reserve capital, and manage portfolios. It also explains why incentives and decision-making can differ between private market investing and public markets. A reader is guided to think in phases, sourcing opportunities, evaluating fit and risk, executing transactions, improving performance during ownership, and eventually selling or otherwise realizing value. This lifecycle view links strategy to operational reality because each phase has its own information constraints, stakeholders, and success metrics. The structure and mechanics around deals matter because they influence what is feasible, how quickly value creation must occur, and what outcomes are acceptable. By emphasizing the full arc rather than isolated topics, the book gives beginners a mental model for organizing everything from screening criteria to exit planning. That structure is also practical for professionals, because it supports consistent analysis and communication within teams working on transactions. Thirdly, deal analysis tools and decision frameworks. A key contribution of the book is its focus on tools and frameworks that make private equity analysis actionable. Rather than treating valuation and transaction work as abstract theory, it emphasizes structured thinking that can be applied across deal types. Readers are encouraged to break down an opportunity into investable questions such as what drives cash generation, which assumptions are most sensitive, and how downside cases are controlled. In the buyout context, this naturally connects to how leverage and operational performance interact in determining equity outcomes. Across strategies, the book reinforces disciplined analysis, with attention to the logic behind forecasts, the relationship between risk and return, and the importance of understanding what must go right for an investment to succeed. It also supports interview and on-the-job readiness by presenting private equity as a repeatable decision process with clear steps and outputs. The emphasis on practical frameworks is especially helpful for readers transitioning from academic finance, where models may be built without the same level of transaction constraints, or for professionals who want a consistent way to evaluate opportunities under real-time pressure. Fourthly, value creation during ownership, operational improvement, and governance. The book treats value creation as an active discipline, not a vague promise, and it connects investment returns to what owners can realistically change. But in private equity, improving outcomes typically involves a combination of strategic decisions, operational improvements, and governance mechanisms that shape execution. By focusing on the ownership period, The book highlights why sourcing a good company is only part of the work and why post-deal priorities matter. Readers gain a clearer sense of how PE sponsors think about identifying levers that can be pulled after acquisition, such as strengthening management processes, improving profitability, and making targeted changes that reduce risk. Governance is implied as a practical tool because private equity ownership often includes closer oversight and a more hands-on approach than many public market contexts. The book also reinforces the link between operational initiatives and eventual exit readiness, since a strong equity story at exit depends on credible improvements, not just a financial narrative. For learners, this topic helps bridge finance analysis with business fundamentals, illustrating how investment outcomes are tied to execution and accountability. Risk management and exits realizing returns, private equity returns are ultimately proven at exit. And the book emphasizes that exit planning and risk management should be integrated from the start. That means evaluating not only whether a deal can generate value, but also whether that value can be realized under plausible market conditions. Risk management in this context includes understanding what can impair performance, where assumptions are fragile, and how ownership structures and operational plans can mitigate downside scenarios. Exits are positioned as a strategic phase with multiple routes, and the choice of route affects how a story is told, how valuation is supported, and which buyers are likely to engage. By discussing exits alongside risk, the book encourages readers to think in complete investment arcs rather than isolated entry valuations. This is a practical lens for investors and interview candidates alike, because it mirrors how investment committees evaluate deals, not only what could go right, but what could go wrong and how the sponsor would respond. The case study orientation supports this topic by grounding exit and risk discussions in realistic transaction dynamics rather than purely theoretical outcomes. In conclusion, Private Equity Fundamentals Key Concepts, Tools, and Case Studies is best suited for readers who want a structured, practice-oriented introduction to private equity without getting lost in purely academic detail. Students preparing for recruiting and interviews can use it to build the right mental models and vocabulary, especially around the full deal lifecycle and the differences between venture capital, growth equity, leveraged buyouts, and secondary transactions. Finance professionals exploring a move into private markets will benefit from its emphasis on frameworks and actionable thinking, which can help translate prior experience in corporate finance, banking, or investing into the PE context. Investors and business owners can also gain clarity on how PE firms evaluate opportunities, govern portfolio companies, and define success through exit outcomes. What helps the book stand out in its category is the deliberate effort to bridge theory and practice through case studies inspired by real deals, reinforcing how concepts show up in decisions rather than only in definitions. Compared with dense technical manuals or narrowly focused buyout modeling guides, it aims for breadth across private equity strategies and consistent structure across topics. The result is a grounded overview that supports both learning and practical application. If you would like to support Stefan Rosset, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.